Hey, everyone. Hey, it's your girl, Precious Williams. This episode is all about hashtag rock the mic, declare your independence. I want you to go in with this positive attitude to remember that there were others who fought for us to be independent and also breaking free of the circles and the boxes that you have found yourself in, the boxes you may have put yourself in, the boxes you feel like you can't break out of. The reason why I wanted to talk about this on the Keeping It Real with the Killer Pitchmaster show is because I want you to declare your independence from things that no longer serve you. I want you to be on a journey to love, to self-love, and to attracting the very things you never thought that you could. And so why should you listen to me? I'm the Killer Pitchmaster. I'm a 13-time National Elevator Pitch Champion who successfully appeared on Shark Tank, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine. I'm a 3-time number one best-selling author of the Bad Bitches Empowered Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only series. I have had 2 billboards in Times Square. I'm a corporate trainer for the Googles, the LinkedIns, the Microsoft, the Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks of the world. I partner with colleges and universities to teach all things about pitching, marketing, branding, and communication skills. I love the fact that the very things that used to get me into trouble when I was younger, I used to get paddled by the principal because I talk too much, are the very things I get paid for today. I don't take anything I do lightly. I don't take any client, any prospect. I don't take any of this lightly. We all know that we're still in a pandemic, an economic downturn, and social unrest. And rather than shy away from doing it big, I'm going to continue. I'm going to shine until my heart stops. And I'm finally at this place where I accept me. And it's hard. Like, there's some days that are harder than others. I accept that my stomach jiggles. I accept the fact that gravity has taken hold. I accept the fact that the doll is 42. So fine lines are there. And I'm okay with that. I think about the young people that I went to high school with who were murdered. I think about the people who never got to see 21. I think about the people who never got to see the beauty of getting older and having a different perspective on things that you may have thought you knew way back when. And so today, I really want to talk about declaring independence. And so, as y'all know, I'm the Killer Pitch Master. And so my job every week, my esteemed pleasure to talk about, pitching, marketing, branding and communication skills, but also to talk about the things that happen on the inside as you grow. You know what I'm saying? And so one of the things that I want you all to know is that I appreciate you all coming every week. The reason why I woke up with this on my heart is because, we say happy 4th of July, there are the barbecues and stuff like that. But what are you going to declare independence from? This doesn't have to be a long session with us, but I want you all to know I was so sorry to miss Sunday and to bring it to y'all. But I experienced something this past weekend in Bellingham, Massachusetts with Ketlin Leonard and Farshaya at the Powerhouse BCR conference, which was an event for event planners. And it was an all day event, just like Saturday. They had the gala. And I can't tell y'all what it meant to me to present on Sunday and to listen to the heartfelt testimony. I even taped them on my phone. Of people and how they felt after I spoke, to watch people buy my books and bags and merchandise and stuff like that. To some people, it doesn't mean anything. Do you know what it means to me? There were so many people who said I could never come back from the depths of depression, the depths of despair, being kicked to the curb by some of the biggest people in the world. And here are people listening to me, wanting to be in the same space with me. And I'm doing it with the fullness of I'm just me now. There's no faking, no frauding, no mask, no nothing. And so I'm declaring independence. Last year, I cut off all my hair, right? And, I had a lot of hair, but, because of stress, I had bald spots, stuff like that. And I woke up that morning, and I said, cutting my hair off. What barber is open on July 4th, 2020? Went around the corner, met my boy Zimmy, zip, 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 lines in and everything. I was shocked. And as the hair hit the ground, I felt nothing but freedom. Freedom. I don't have to have long hair. I don't have to have anything. I just want to be me. And that one little, one little thing turned into such a big thing. I started going after, big tech companies, big financial services companies. I didn't have a team, but I went after it because I declared independence from what everybody else thinks you need. I want to show you can do it. And I don't mean like, oh, if you just work hard. No, putting that action in it, meeting with people, getting into different networks, seeing what works and what doesn't, not being afraid to test the waters, because I'm willing to go all in so that I can bring it back to my kings and queens. People want you to be afraid. People put their limitations on you. Take it off. And it's going to be hard and it's going to be stressful. And there are things that aren't going to work out. But think about how far you grow from that, y'all. Think about how far you can grow. What one thing did you do in your life that made such a huge difference overall that changed the course of your journey? I know for me, I graduated from the Bowery Mission Women's Center. And I could have gone into the transitional house, you know, you transition before you go out there fully formed. And the pastor of our church, Dr. James Leonard, he came to me with his wife and they said they wanted me to come live with them. And it was that hard decision. I've been in the Bowery Mission for almost 2 years and I could have gone into another brownstone and everything like that. But I would have had to have a job with the pastor. I we sat down, I came over here, we had a Mexican dinner and I told him what I was feeling. I was nervous. I was scared. You know, what if I couldn't do certain things? And they said they had my back. And that one thing of saying, we got your back. I remember when I went to I came to live here, scared for 6 months straight, scared. They don't put me out. There were times I couldn't pay rent. Like, it was so stressful. And I just wanted to be Precious Williams, killer pitch master again. And they would tell you, there were months I could not pay rent. I had quit my job. What was I thinking? So stupid. But you know what? Pastor sat me down one day and he said, you're not living up to your potential. And to y'all, it may not mean like much, but it meant that they still believed in me. And from that one conversation, I mean, he sat me down like a good father. He's a pastor, a real pastor. And from that day forward, I'm telling you, y'all, there was a fire in me. It was like I needed to be reminded that I had support. And even though I couldn't pay rent, I'm telling y'all, it was like that week, that month, I took off. I started going after things I couldn't go after before that I was afraid and ashamed. And I'm telling you, I started getting grants. I started winning grants. What? Are you serious? Why didn't I do this before? I was able to pay up all my past due rent and then had the audacity to go from paying $825 on the third floor to $2,200 below. I don't say that to brag. I'm saying that's what God did. He wanted Pastor to show me that I had the support. And there's no tea, no shade to the Bowery Mission, but I would have had to have a job there. And that's not what I wanted. I knew God put me on this earth for something bigger. And it wasn't going to be in this particular job. And it was a high paying job, y'all. This is not some booty stuff. But the thing is, I was meant for more. I am not an office person. I'm not someone that can sit in open floor pans. And like, that's not me. I needed to know I could do this by the sweat of my brow, by the gifts that God gave me. And with him and his wife, believing in me took off. But how long did I suffer thinking I couldn't do it until I had that conversation with a good father? So what has been that way for you all? And I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I'm just keeping it a buck. I want y'all to ask questions. I want y'all to think, like, this is real life. Too many of us are trying to flex for people who don't give up. They don't. And so while I start reading your messages, just know that if it's your first time here, please take my free quiz at pitchingforprofit.com. It's a free quiz. It's 6 questions. So if you ever want to know how to pitch better, I have appeared successfully on Shark Tank. So if 6 of my clients, they've been on shows around the world. I've been in movies and documentaries, things like that. And if that's something that you want to pursue, if you want to pursue investor dollars, if you want to pursue what to say at networking events, it really helps you stand out. Take my free quiz at pitchingforprofit.com. It's free. It's 6 questions. And you'll get in your inbox a free customized report that will help you along. Declaring your independence. What is that one thing you did that changed a lot, right? And so in declaring independence, I'm going to have a hot queen summer. I'm going to enjoy my weekends. I love walking around the neighborhood. I love being on flights. Listen, I ain't catching feelings. I'm catching flights. I love that people want to meet me. I love that I get to do physical speaking engagements again. I love that I have someone on my team who saw how I worked to get booked. And now she's taking all of that over. I love the fact that I finally have a team. And for those of you who do not have a team, know it takes time. I don't ever want y'all to think it happened overnight. I'm a 10-year overnight success. I'm a 10-year overnight success. I've been a professional speaker for 26 years. I did Shark Tank in 2016 before I crashed and burned and was out of commission from 2016 to late 2018. And then came out insecure, poor, broke, lonely, didn't know what to do, let people talk reckless and greasy on my name, telling me I should do this and that. They didn't know what God had in me. They didn't know. People wanted me to be something I wasn't. And that's not me. And my accent, my big body, not Coke bottle shape, not, I'm a do me. And because I do me, people are attracted because there's nothing fake about it. Y'all know I'm having extensive dental work. For all the people who want to drag me, drag me. But you know my name and I don't know yours. I declare independence from trolls. I declare independence from well-meaning friends who tell me that they think I should do this. Until you get your life right, I ain't hollering at you like that. If you're not in the trenches with me, if you're not fighting every day, if you're not, you know, knucking if you buck, if you are not in these trenches, I don't hear you. If your life isn't really on point or you're not making moves, I can't hear you. Because I want to be fighting in the trenches. I'm not sitting in the background. I'm not a wallflower. But those of you who may be wallflowers, you can still make moves. If you're an introvert, you can still make moves. This is not about my gregarious personality. This is about the size of the fight in this dog. And I'm a fight. I want to shine until my heart stops. But I also want women and men to know you do not have to show up perfect. You do not have to look like you see the people on television. Why does media pursue me? Because I'm not like anybody else. I'm not. I will show you every flaw because people like to throw it in your face or they like to bring up old stuff. Like the fact that I'm a disbarred attorney. Bring it up. Bring it up. I'm disbarred. I'm not ashamed. I had no idea I was disbarred. I had no idea. But when you're homeless and you're sending things to addresses that you were not at, and you know, people said, you know, go back. I'm not. I'm closing the door. I'm declaring my independence from defining myself by what I do. I'm the chubby girl wonder, the female MacGyver of business. I want y'all to declare independence from something that has been bothering you, that you've been scared to let go of. Let it go. Put out there for the peeps. Put out. What are you declaring independence from? I'm declaring independence from other people's limitations. I'm declaring independence from the box that others want me in and the box that I thought I had to show up in. I'm declaring independence from perfection. The only thing perfect about me is my pitches. I am a work in progress all day, every day. I'm going to say some wrong things. I'm going to do things that seem contrary. I don't care. I'm a human being. And I acknowledge the God in you. I acknowledge the fight in you. I acknowledge that you're not always going to get it right. I acknowledge that you and I are going to make mistakes. And I pray that when you make mistakes and I make mistakes, that we can see the God in each other and know that we didn't mean to do that, and that intention versus impact. You can intend to do something, but the impact is still very hurtful, and apologize. Like I said, I ain't got to spend time with people who gonna dog me and bring out all my flaws and talk about it. Listen, that's cute. Keep that over there with the people who ain't doing what they like, okay?
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Good day, everyone. It's your girl, Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious, and also the host of the Killer Pitch Master podcast show. As you know, my third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is now available. Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, Target.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also on my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And if you're wondering, why should you get Pitching for Profit? Now, you know, as a killer pitch master, I'll help you slay all competition. But with this third book, I'm going to show you how to truly profit from every pitch you give and how to make every conversation turn into currency. I'm going to show you how to get affiliates, how to get referrals, how to get your name spoken in places you didn't even know existed. If you are looking to truly be hashtag book busy and paid, I'm going to show you how to monetize your network and having your network constantly be out on the prowl, making sure that you stay top of mind and visible with your target market. Again, my book is Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, available on Amazon.com right now and at my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. And it's your girl, Precious Williams. My journey to love is loving all of me, all of me, all the parts of my mom didn't like, all the parts of my dad didn't like, all the parts of my family didn't like. I'm in my zone of genius now. Let's get it popping, y'all. So for any of you who know, my latest client was on Shark Tank, Dr. McDiva. And, you know, I helped craft her pitch and she got a $100,000 investment on Shark Tank about 2 months ago. And so, you know, you're dealing with someone who can show receipts. I got receipts from yesterday. In fact, on Tuesday, I was a trainer for LinkedIn for their LinkedIn summer intern week. And that was just so wonderful because I get to teach new interns how to introduce themselves, how to work with their superiors, how to talk in meetings. I love that. Years ago, I never would have thought that someone could see me with red hair and not care. So this is my first book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only, reviewed by Forbes magazine. My first billboard in Times Square was built on this book. It's a four-time book of the year finalist. And I love this book. And I'll never forget when it was in Times Square, the billboard in Times Square. Like, I just cried my eyes out because it's my first book ever. And I wrote it at 40 years old. My second book, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches, the workbook. This book is all about creating pitches for yourself with different prompts, right? And here's my third book, Pitching for Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. As y'all can tell, I was taking off acting like I was a football player. I'm ready. I'm the fourth quarter quarterback. Give me the ball. Let's run with it. So if you want to know how to monetize your network, how to build and rebuild your network so you have the quality people in there who can help you move the needle forward, I suggest you check out these books. You can go to my website, www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com. You can be like Doc McDiva, who is an ophthalmologist, a doctor, Black woman doctor, who created magnetic lashes and got a $100,000 investment on Shark Tank. You can also be like my other clients who are getting 1 to 2 year corporate training contracts. They're launching their books and becoming number one bestsellers. They're mobilizing their network. They're getting paid speaking. Did you hear what I said? I said paid speaking gigs. Okay. So again, you can go to www.PerfectPitchesByPrecious.com and you can get my books or just see what I'm up to, okay? And so again, are there any questions that anybody has? What's the point in declaring independence? Why do you have to be intentional about it? Why does pitching even matter? These are some of the things that are going to be coming up soon. And I tell you, I love, love, love you all for showing up for me. Again, I want you to go on that journey to love. And it's hard. And you know how Ayanna always says, do the work. And a lot of us would do this surface part. I would do the surface part. But I remember when I was in and out of psych wards. And I remember the last time I was truly in Brooklyn, my friends did not come because they were tired. They said, you need real work. You don't need to be going into the psych ward and chopping it up. And that's where you belong. You don't belong in a psych ward. And we're not going to come with delicious food. No, we ain't rewarding you. Get yourself together. And because of them, that's where I am today. I had to do the work and it was hard and it's painful. I'm still doing the work. I have a therapist. I
you know, I suffer from bipolar disorder and severe PTSD. People don't know that I struggle with sleeping, there are some things that I'm still dealing with. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to run. I'm going to run tell it. For all the people who think that God has forgotten you or that people are all going to laugh at you, let them laugh as you walk all the way to the top. Every brick thrown at you, you can be upset, and there's no problem with that. But use it as your rocket fuel to move past people who never thought you could, to the people who thought so little of you, to the people who made you dead last in their list of priorities. You make them dead last or not even something to trip up. Go to where you're loved. Go to where you're celebrated and not tolerated. And so I just wanted to share all of that with you all. But just understand that don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise the things you think no one's paying attention to. God's paying attention, and he will reward you. I went to hell and back. I was mad with God, arguing with him. I have to remember, even in those dark days, Psalm 91, Psalm 23, my favorite book in the Bible, Philippians, be anxious for nothing. Or, you know, like, there's, and I don't have the correct wording from the King James Version, but just like forgetting what's behind me and pressing ever forward to the goal, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm not going to sit and keep looking back. And when I do look back, those are reflection moments, but not to get caught up in them. My future is so much brighter than my past. And as I was talking to my auntie last night, I said, when I was homeless, when I was struggling, not too many people called. And I played a part in that because I didn't want to be embarrassed. But when people come when you are shining, remember who was there when you weren't. I had surgery 2 years ago on my rectum. And people were sending groceries to my house. And I'll never forget who came to my house to bring me groceries. So people might be like, well, why didn't you? You know, you had money, you could buy it yourself. Who showed up and didn't even ask that question? They wanted to be here for me. And no, they didn't bring me just canned goods. No, I don't think I saw canned goods. I saw lobster, shrimp. Like, who does that? Because they thought I was worth it. And for the people talking all reckless, they did it for me because they honored the God in me and they knew I needed to feel loved and appreciated. I don't forget who was there. I don't forget those who didn't make me feel small. Or throw the fact that I didn't have money in my face. Some of y'all know who some people know who I'm talking. No, I'm saying it wrong. Some of you watching may be that person. I haven't forgotten in any stretch of the imagination, but I kept moving forward. I will no longer tolerate BS. I will no longer tolerate being last. I will no longer tolerate anything because I'm declaring independence and I'm going to have a hot queen summer. I'm going to enjoy this summer. I'm going dating. I'm doing all that stuff because I deserve it. And I worked hard to get here. And I want the same for all of you. All right, y'all. So I know we're coming to the end of our journey. What I want you all to think about after this session is over, this particular hashtag rock the mic, declare your independence. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And I'm not saying if it's semantics or just positive thinking. No. You deserve greatness. You deserve greatness. So let's talk about what you want. Let's talk about what you want and let's go for it. I truly love you all. I thank you all for showing up for me. And my name is Precious Williams, the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. I love that I can come here and serve you all. I love the fact that you all show up. And so at the end of the day, if you have any comments or questions, I'm about to sign off. Remember that if you want to take my free 6-question quiz called pitchingforprofit.com, go take that free 6-question quiz and get a free customized report that'll tell you how to create better networking, elevator pitches, media pitches, investor pitches, sales pitches, interview pitches, and speaker pitches. If you want to live a first-class life, business-class life, it can happen. And it's nothing for you. It's nothing wrong with you asking. You done paid your dues. Let's go get it. If you would love to get my books, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only, the workbook and the Pitching for Profit. You can get those off of my website. In fact, my third book is actually on the front page of the website. If you go to the Work With Me page, you can find my other two there. And if you want great merch like cups, mugs, pillows, throws, and all that kind of stuff, check out my merch on Shopify. And I love you all.